Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thank you to all who have been supporting the channel by checking out our merch at rejectnationshop.com and becoming Royal Rejects.
From what we've heard, we're the real
She-Jacks, baby.
I'm way too confident now. I'm way too confident. Cut me off and
edit that out.
Yeah, Prepper, thank you so much for editing that out and making me look good.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't do that, we still adore you. And here we go with Nightmare on Elm Street 3. So it's asking us on the screen right now, what do you think? And before we enter that, I just want you guys to 5-star, thumbs up,
baby.
Wherever you are. If you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, leave us that good review. We read everything you have to say.
Yes, please.
Write it in the comments. Give us that good love if you want us to continue with this franchise.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about what did we think about Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Wow. I mean, I really liked the script and where it was going. The only one thing that bugged me was just the CGI of the skeleton that I was like, oh man, I wish it would have went practical because I love all the practical effects in this.
I'm so with you. That was hard.
Out of it, that was really difficult for me to watch. Then it just turned in because that was a really cool set with all the cars when they started beeping. They got all those pickups of the cars moving, and then it very obviously turns into and looks like a green screen when the dad is held up by his neck by the skeleton. And it just took me out of it, which I didn't, because everything that came before that was like great practical and special effects.
Yeah. And the way that this skeleton looked is kind of confusing too, because then the spirit goes out of the skeleton,
right,
and goes back to bones. But it's like, why then were you able to just push it into the grave? Where'd the spirit go? And like, why did we even make him walk and kind of move like that if you were just going to have him crumble again? And that was the only thing that really did not look good in the movie. Like the only thing that really did not look good was that.
I agree. That was like the one thing. I mean, the rest of it, obviously, I loved all of the actors, and I do like the plot of that he's picking off these students, these kids, like one by one in this psych ward. But they did build up
parents.
Right. And they built up like a nice frustration with the audience, with these doctors, in going like, come on, man. Like they're all having the same dream and leading us to eventually, how are we going to get them to prove that? And how are we going to get it to stop?
Yeah. I like the concept too. I think that they really switched it up for this one by having it be the people who were the ones who came after Freddy. I like what they did with his mom. I like hearing about Freddy's backstory, not in the first movie. I think finally in the third movie, we've kind of deserved how Freddy came to be, and he's the product of such hate.
Yeah.
When you're not the product of love, sometimes things don't go well.
Yep.
So I think that was all interesting. But I do think that there was also a bunch of holes in this one, or not even just holes as much as loose ends, like the doctor who we didn't like, the woman doctor who was...
Yeah, Dr. Sims.
Like, at the end, nothing. Like, we don't get, I wanted like either an apology or a full story arc, or she tries or something.
Right.
With Max, we don't get anything from his character at the end either. Like, I wanted to see what ended up happening to him, because he does let her go talk to the kids, but like then what ends up happening with him or Larry.
Larry.
What goes down with Max's character, you know, like kind of just, or I think was it his name's Max, right? Or who, which one was Max?
We're talking about the doctor.
No, I'm talking about Lawrence Fishburne. I thought it was Max the doctor. Well, Larry.
I don't know
Lawrence
who Max
Fishburne's
was.
Character. I'm just saying. Like,
Lawrence Fishburne's character. Okay, like, why yes, that I wanted to go back.
So
yes.
We didn't do anything with him or Dr. Sims.
Agreed.
And I think that was kind of a missed opportunity. And also moving forward, it's like the reason I do love the Scream franchise, you never know who we're going to bring back and whatnot.
Right.
And I'm not saying that they, you know, like you root for Sidney Prescott. Like here, Nancy's kind of been our through line, even though she wasn't in the last one. Like Nancy's got our heart.
Yeah.
And we know Nancy's whole family, and Nancy's dad now is gone. Nancy's gone. Nancy's mom's gone. They confirmed here that she died in their sleep. So we know that Freddie got her, because we didn't know if that was a dream or not. And it's kind of like, okay, so now what is our anchor? What is our base?
Right.
And our only base really is Freddy Krueger, which like, what a crappy.
Yeah.
I don't want to anchor to you.
Patricia, right?
No, but she's new in the third.
Right. I mean, she's not, yeah, wouldn't be the foundation, but I'm saying for set now, forward, I don't know if she's in any more of them, but. Yeah, I mean, it was really, that was quite a twist at the end when we realized that was Amanda Krueger, was the nurse the whole time, in a weird way, coming back to tell the story of her very effed up son. Yeah.
The nun, was she a nurse?
Yeah, the nun. Sorry, I meant to say nun, but she kind of looks like a nurse. I meant to say nun. Amanda Krueger, the nun, how she's telling this story about her, like, terrible son in the background of it, and you kind of you understand now, like, why, not totally, but a little bit, where Freddy Krueger is coming from in a weird effed up way, because she was just, I mean, it's so sad that she was taken advantage of by just 100 beasts
inmates. Yeah.
And that's just like a miserable way. And you know how they say when you shake somebody's hand, you can you keep their DNA for life. Like, I'm just saying, you can, like, I remember this, some study came out saying, like, you can have a part of someone's DNA by just, like, shaking their hand. You share that DNA, and it can be, like, shared in your, through your skin, through your, like, transdermal system.
That feels wrong.
We got to look it up, because the article might have been wrong, but now I'm thinking, if you do the juice, I understand why she was saying, even though we're like, yeah, it's probably one man. If you do the juice, like if 100, she said 100 men, that is the reason 100 damaged souls why we made Freddy Krueger. I'm saying if you shake somebody's hand and you think you might have DNA, definitely having DNA from, you only get DNA to have a baby, you only need one guy. But I kind of believe that it was like all of the beastly men put together to make Freddy Krueger. And I understand the story more with that.
Citizens of the Reject Nation, or should I say Royal Rejects, because that is who we call those who check out our RR apparel at rejectnationshop.com. We come out with new designs every month or every 2 months. It is personally my favorite way you can support the channel. Reason being is because we are involved with every one of the exclusive RR designs that are up at the shop. Every month it's been growing. Every month we are getting more and more Royal Rejects, and I really love to hear how people are finding the shirts to not just be cool looking, but also fit nicely and feel comfortable. I cared about that more than anything else. I'm a hairy guy, so I'm really like sensitive to the fabric. We got a bunch of designs already, such as our Super Marvel Bro shirt. My sister actually designed this one. Deadpool Wolverine inspired, my personal favorite one.
The newest edition, the To Me My Walkman shirt inspired by the X-Men.
Then we also got our number one bestseller, the Last Daddy t-shirt, which has Pedro Pascal from The Last of Us inspired, carrying baby Grogu. We have Loki's Glorious Balloon. Moon. We also have our Doctor Who shirt, which is full of a bunch of classic Doctor Who quotes on the TARDIS. We have Space Babies of the Galaxy. We got ourselves some Star Wars inspired shirts. We got a Boys inspired shirt, and we have a House of the Dragon one as well. Pointing those out because obviously we have new seasons of those shows coming up. And then of course, you know, we got a bunch of other designs as well, like our Batverse one, Who Influences the Influencers, another Last of Us inspired t-shirt, and of course, you know, the classic Reject Symbolism t-shirts as well. Either one is an amazing way to support the channel, and like I said, you get to look good while doing it. So thank you guys so much. Do consider going to rejectnationshop.com, and also tag us on social media if you end up buying a shirt. Please tag us. We'd love to see it when people do end up buying the shirts. Thank you, Royal Rejects. See you guys soon.
Damn, yeah. I mean, that was, and hearing it come from her as she told the story, she was like a young girl was taken
messed
and for
up.
Day, they held her for days. And it is kind of like, I should have thought, like, how do you know that? Like, but we're just thinking she's kind of this spirit from God. It was an interesting mix of spiritual in this movie. We've always heard 1, 2, Freddy's coming through, 3, 4, lock the door, 5, 6, grab your crucifix.
Right.
And we haven't really, we've seen a little bit about the crucifix hanging over your head and stuff, but we haven't really used, I wonder if he goes back and gets his ID. We haven't really used it to as much as we did here. So it's interesting. This movie, there were some really powerful moments. I liked the characters a lot. I loved the premise of it that we're now in this institution where they all are having these issues. I love the reveal that it's because their parents are the ones and now they're paying for their sins. All of that worked for me. But I just needed some more bows, some more bells and whistles.
Yeah, some more ties up. Yeah. More tied up at the end.
I'm looking some stuff up for us.
Yeah. I do. I loved the reveal of like all the children I've killed and Freddie opens up a shirt and you see. That was such a great practical effect. Like, I love that, which is what makes, and the tendons coming out of the kids' legs and arms. I know they had to cut to some CGI oddly in the middle of that when he was walking down the hallway, but most of that prior and towards the end was more practical effects, and that looked amazing. I was super in for it, which is why there was just that moment with the freaking skeleton. I didn't like, I was like, oh man, I get it. Maybe we're saving budget, but then maybe not. I'm assuming that audiences, because we got used to really good practical effects in this, that audiences had to be a little bit let down by that CGI skeleton at the end, because they just do such a great job. It's not like you didn't have the talent. You might have not had the time or the budget. I understand that. I would have been like, come on, guys. I would have been like, see it? Imagine if we can now, people with money, turn this CGI skeleton into a practical one.
Totally.
Sold. I mean, how crazy, wild, wackadoo, wild, amazing would that have been?
Yeah, totally. I actually don't want to give any spoilers, so I do think that we will just keep on going down this journey. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Oh, yeah, no spoilers, right? Because we got to watch the whole thing, man. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I mean, I'm still having fun, obviously, through. I want to watch all of them, so.
Me
make
too.
Sure, yeah, like them, share them, keep these
art,
going up. Oh, we love the fan art.
We appreciate
art.
You, Tara and Roxy, here for Nightmare on Elm Street. We're doing the whole journey with you guys. Thank you so much for being here, Rejects, and we'll see you next time. Later.
Bye.